朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
What is baptism? Why do people have to go through all these trouble?
所以为什么那些人要这样子跑去浸冷水呢？
I believe and I trust the first reason is they want to show the repentance.
我相信他的理由第一件事情就是要他们表示他们是真正的悔改。
They want to know that because the kingdom of God is near, I want to repent.
因为他们知道天国近了，所以他们知道他们必须要悔改。
I would have no part with the wrongdoings I've done before.
我再对我以前所做一切的错事，我再也不要再也不做。
Let's come back to what we initially said. Why did John the Baptist have to invent something new?
所以我们再回到原来的这个题目，就为什么施洗约翰这时候要做一件这么样子新奇的一件新事？
I believe it is because of the old rituals of the sacrifices and all those renting of cloths is not new and not exciting or not powerful enough to some of the people who are used to it.
我相信在这个旧约的时候，那些习惯，那些撕裂衣服，或者是献祭，这些已经对这些人来讲已经没有什么太大的这个影响果效了。
You know, we day after day, week after week.
反正我们就是每天来教会，每个礼拜来。
We sing the Majesty.
我们唱了大君王这个诗歌。
We sing, I will sing unto the Lord.
我唱，我们为
all my life,
我们要为
all the end of my life.
为要为向耶和华唱诗，常常这么唱。
But let me just challenge you, and I know this is true.
但是我在这里，我向各位挑战，我也相信这是真的。
Because I can fall into that kind of thing too.
因为我自己也是会这样子，落入这样同样的窠臼。
You know, every Thursday and Friday, myself and the song leaders are trying to pick the new songs we sing every day, every Sunday.
常常礼拜四、礼拜五的时候，我们要为礼拜天的诗歌要来选诗歌。
I felt we need a new song.
我常常觉得我们需要新的诗歌。
Sometimes I have a good feeling about some song.
有时候我就对着某一个诗歌呢，很有很好的感觉。
But that was on Friday.
但是那是礼拜五的事情。
When I came on Sunday, I may not necessarily feel the same.
但是当我礼拜天来的时候，我并不见得就有同样的感觉。
And singing a song becomes a ritual to me.
所以唱那个诗歌变成了一个形式。
Sometimes that, let me challenge you. When you go home, do you remember what kind of song you sang this morning?
我就想问问各位，当你们回家的时候，你们还记不记得早上唱的是什么诗歌呢？
Let me ask you, what did you sing last week?
所以我先问问看，上个礼拜我们唱的是什么诗歌？
How many of you remember the song that you sang last week?
哪一位弟兄姊妹记得上个礼拜你唱什么？
One, two,
一个，两个，
how many,
三个，
three,
四。
Mariana should know. He led the song. Four. Who else?
那么还有哪一位呢？
How many did honestly say?Hey, that song ministered to me. I remembered it.
有哪一位可以很诚实的说，哎呀，我唱那首诗歌的时候，实在感动了我，所以我记得，请你举手。
Please raise your hands.
请你举手。
One, two, three, four, five. I count five, six, not less than ten people.
所以不到十个人。
What does that tell us?
那么这个表示什么呢？
Is it too easy for us to get into the religious ritual without really meaning it?
因为是太容易让我们就又落入这个在宗教式的仪式里头，而自己都不觉得。
We're just mouthing it.
我们就是这么样子张嘴就是。
Where's our heart?
我们的心在哪里呢？
I don't know. Maybe last week was on Super Bowl or something.
也许上个礼拜我们想到那个大球赛啊。
I'm so glad the Super Bowl is over.
我很高兴的球赛已经没有了，已经过去了。
Sometimes I feel like, you know, I'm a sports fan myself.
因为常常我自己因为也很喜欢这些球赛。
I really wish those Super Bowls are not playing on Sunday.
我实在是希望那个大球赛最后的决赛不在礼拜天来赛。
But people are doing this religious things taking very lightly.
但是当常常人就将这些所谓的宗教活动就这样子轻轻易易的就这样子过去。
You know, if you follow the baseball tradition, you find outThey didn't start playing on Sunday until recently.
若是你曾经很仔细的在看这些球赛的话，你会球赛历史的话，你会发现这个在礼拜天赛球，这都是最近的事情。
This country has gone secularized more and more so.
这一个国家已经越来越属世化。
And we are the culprit of it.
而我们呢，就是那些该我们就是该负责任。
Religiously.
因为我们不那么样子，拿它当回事。
We don't even sing the songs with a meaning.
常常我们唱诗歌的时候，也不知道我们在唱什么。
And look at the Jews; they have about maybe 3,000, 2,000 years before us.
那么我们看看犹太人呢，他们在我们之前也有三千年的历史。
And don't you think they take these things only as ritual?
所以你想想看，他们是不是也是把这些事情献祭啊，这些事情也当做一个宗教的仪式而已
？Yeah, I ran my cloth.
而对了，我就是把衣服撕裂。
The prophet Isaiah says, the Lord said, you rent your cloth, but didn't rent your heart.
那里以赛亚的这个先知说主说你们将你们衣服撕裂，但是你们没有将你的心撕裂。
They say that you have kept a solemn,declare a solemn gathering.
但是说你们在那宣告严肃会。
But your heart is not really in it.
但是你们的心不在里面。
When John the Baptist came,
于是当施洗约翰来到的时候
He had to live a separate life. He had to live in a desert.
他就在沙漠里面在旷野里面他完全过一个与众不同的日子
And his message is so piercing, it's penetrating people's heart.
而他的信息是那样子的是这样的强那样子深入到人心里面
He has to do something new to awake the people.
所以他必须要做一件新事来将人们叫醒
And baptism from the revelation of God was for men, to meant that.
而在那时候从神来自一个新的启示这个受浸这洗礼这件事情就是这件新事
What is the meaning of baptism?
所以洗礼是什么意思呢
Baptism means that you're dying to yourself
意思就是说你向着自己死
Understanding your righteousness that not good enough
了解你自己的义不够
Understanding all the spiritual jargons and the religious rituals is not good enoughh that you need someone to help you.
我也知道一切这些属于宗教性的活动跟说法都不够来救你。
You need someone to help you.
你需要有人来帮助你。
You need something happen to you to make you able to live.
在这里有一件事情要发生让你能够活下去。
Baptism means you're dying and you're resurrecting.
洗礼就是表示你死了再活过来。
Dying to yourself.
向着自己死。
And resurrecting to the power of the Holy Spirit.
而在神的能力里面复活。
Resurrecting to the new life Jesus is about to give you.
而向着这个新的活生命来活过来。
Some people have asking me, dear brother, if you say so, and many people taught that way, then does that mean when I'm baptized, when on the moment I arise, there shall be Holy Spirit coming into my heart?
于是就有人说，那么照你这样说的话呢？那么我在里面受浸死了起来的时候，是不是就应该圣灵就到我的里面来了呢
？Or do I need to be baptized if I receive the baptism? I mean, if I receive the Holy Spirit already?
或者是我已经接受到圣灵了，那么我是不是还要受浸呢
？I experienced the power of the Holy Spirit before I was baptized.
我在我受浸之前已经得到了圣灵的能力。
I experienced the power of the Holy Spirit, and I believe I'm baptized in the Holy Spirit that day, that night, should I say.
我也经历了圣灵的洗，就在那天我信的那天晚上，我经历了圣灵的能力跟洗。
But I still had to go through the water of baptism.
但是我还是要经过水洗。
Why is it?
为什么呢
？Jesus told us why.
耶稣在这里告诉我们。
Jesus told John the Baptist.
耶稣在这里告诉约翰，
施洗约翰。When he wanted to be baptized, John said.Hold it, wait a minute. Why did you come to me?
当他要去受约翰的洗的时候，约翰说：“哎，等等，你怎么反而来这里受我的洗
？”I should be baptized by you.
我现在应该受你的洗。
In this statement, John is not only submitting himself to the perfection of Jesus.
当他这样说的时候，约翰施洗约翰非仅是将他自己交托在神的完全的神之里面。
Saying you are a more perfect man than I am, I should take your baptism.
因为他说你实在是比我完全，我应该来受你的洗。
But John is also understanding this and saying.I need you to be baptized in this Holy Spirit.
同时，约翰福音，约翰也是表示是说，我要来你这里受圣灵的洗。
But what did Jesus say?
那么耶稣说什么呢
？Jesus say, "Let me go through this."
耶稣说，让我这样行。
The old King James saying, "Suffer it to be so."
那在这个钦定本里面说到，让我就这样子受苦。
No, suffer.
允许我这样做。
For there is a thing. This is a thing of the to fulfill all righteousness.
因为我这样做是为了要尽诸般的义。
Now, what does that mean, all righteousness?
什么叫这个尽诸般的义呢
？Let me borrow from what Paul's statement was.
那我现在来再从保罗的这个他所说的这个话借过来借用。
In Romans chapter 10,
在罗马书第十章里面
，Paul was talking about those Israelites.
在那里，保罗是说到那些以色列人。
You know, incidentally, the book of Romans starts with.The righteousness of God.
因为罗马书里这一章里面一开始他就是说到神的公义。
And Paul took a long breath, took a long length in discussing how do we achieve God's righteousness.
而罗马书里面保罗用了很长的篇幅来说到神的公义。
And in conclusion, he said, no one is going to fulfill God's righteousness by his deed or by law.
于是他就说到，没有一个人能够靠自己的行为，能靠遵行律法而能完成，然后成就神的公义。
And we have to believe in Jesus and his righteousness.
我们必须要相信神，相信耶稣和他的公义。
There's a song that the Solid Rock said.Believe in Jesus and His righteousness alone is the solid foundation.
有一首诗歌就是说，就信耶稣与他的公义才是我们的才是那个不动的根基。
In Romans chapter 10 verse 3, let me borrow Paul's word.
罗马书第十章第七节。
第三节。He said they are ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness.
因为不知道神的意，想要立自己的意。
Therefore, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God.
就不服神的意了。
Those who do not want to be baptized.
那些不想要受浸的人。
What is your reason?
你的理由是什么呢？
You are trying to tell God.
你是想告诉神。
I don't need a baptism.
说我不需要受浸。
I am establishing my own righteousness.
我是要立自己的意。
I am trying to establish a way to please you.
我是在那里想要来讨你的喜欢。
Yes, I know Jesus.
是的，我认识耶稣。
I know He died for me on the cross.
我认识他为我的罪死了。
But for some reason, this baptism is not for me.
但是有什么原因，我这孩子不愿意受浸。
I could understand that.
我可以了解这一点。
But to some people, in their mind, believing Jesus is okay, but baptism is not okay.
但是有些人就觉得信耶稣可以，但是受浸免了。
Oh, to believe in Jesus, I would.
说要信耶稣吗？哦，我可以。
Because I trust him that he'll take me to heaven.
因为我相信他会把我带到天堂去。
But to be baptized, I don't need it.
但是还要受浸，我不需要。
I already believed.
因为我已经信了。
I don't need to be baptized.
我不需要受浸。
Baptism wouldn't make me saved.
因为受浸并不能让我得救啊。
Dear friend, I would agree with you. Baptism will not make you saved.
的确，我这样同意，受浸不能让你得救。
But Jesus says, I have to do this to fulfill all righteousness.
但是耶稣自己说，我这样理当尽诸般的义。
Because by going through the water of baptism is showing God's righteousness.
因为当你这样子经过这个死水起来的时候，你是在那里成就神的义。
You are saying I am helpless and I'm powerless to myself.
因为你在那里说我是自己毫无办法，我自己毫无能力。
I need to be baptized.
我需要得受浸。
Something has to happen to me.
有一样事情必须在我身上发生。
I must die.
我必须死。
And then I must have this new life from God.
然后我再从神那里得到这个新的生命。
Can I then live a righteous life?
然后我才能够活一个公义的生活。
Oh, when Jesus said this,
当耶稣这样说的时候，
I wonder how John had felt.
我不知道施洗约翰怎么样感觉。
He let Jesus go through the baptism.
所以他就在那里为耶稣施洗。
But let me tell you what happened to other people when they saw Jesus and his baptism.
但是让我来提醒各位，在当时那些别的人怎么样呢？
Those who received the baptism from John the Baptist.
那些所有接受施洗约翰的洗的人。
The Bible recorded that they have an understanding of Jesus' word.
在那个时候的圣经上记载，于是他们就了解耶稣在那里所说的是什么意思。
Those who received the baptism of John reckoned or considered Jesus to be righteous.
因为在那些所有在那里受过约翰洗礼的人，也就知道耶稣是那位公义的。
And those who reject the baptism of John the Baptist.
那些拒绝了约翰的洗的。
Because of his own righteousness, because of their own righteousness,
因为他们自己的义
they rejected Jesus too.
他们也就拒绝了耶稣。
Do you know what I'm talking about?
你知道我这样讲是什么意思吗？
Those people at Jesus' time or at John the Baptist's time.
我相信在那个施洗约翰的时代。
When John declared the baptism.
当约翰在那里讲施洗这件事的时候。
Some people think it's ridiculous.
有些人会觉得这简直太可笑了。
Some people gladly gone through the water.
有些人就很欢欢喜喜的在那里受他的洗。
It's their heart.
是他实在是他们的心。
But because of their heart have shown in action such a manifestation.
但是因为他们心这么样想，于是呢，他们就这样照着做了。
What happened naturally follows.
于是后面就有这样的后果开始。
Remember, we talk about repentance of the heart.
我相信我们刚刚都知道，讲到这个心里面的悔改。
When They went through the baptism.
当他们这样子受经过洗礼
to show that repentance,
来表现他们的悔改的时候
something happened to their heart.
在他们的心里面就发生一件事。
Their hearts are open.
他们的心就开了。
They become like good soil.
他们的心就像那个好的土一样。
God's word found a place in their roots.
于是神的话在那样的心里面就开始可以扎根。
And they receive Jesus' word so much easier.
所以他们在那里就那么容易就可以接受到耶稣基督给他们的话。
You know, that's a mystery.
你知道这实在是一个很奇妙的事情。
If we hold on to our own righteousness,
若是我们在那里在抓住自己的义，
reject God's way of salvation,
而将神的这个救恩的办法来拒绝，
somehow you always are contradicting or debating with the word of God.
你就会发现你常常在那里与神的话在那里要跟他反驳，在那里要跟他有问题。
You're struggling.
因为你在那里永远在挣扎。
Let me tell you, brother, sister, dear friend, you will not find a peace until you stop.Struggling with yourself.
弟兄姊妹亲爱的朋友们，你除非你这样子完全的顺服，你没有办法在神中在神那里得到这样子的完全的平安。
Some people have criticized me of rebuking people on the pulpit.
有些人在那里说我在讲台上责备人。
Well, if I have done so, the Lord convicted me sometimes.
若是我这样做，神有的时候会这样指出来来责备我。
I pray about this.
但有的时候，当我这样子祷告的时候
，the Lord didn't convict me.
主并没有来责备我。
I was moved by the Holy Spirit to say so.
我实在是受了神的感动，我这样说话。
If they think I'm not kind,
如果他们觉得我不够仁慈，
I'm so sorry.
我实在是很抱歉。
I'd like to be known as a kind person.
我实在是愿意人家都觉得我很好。
But there's a Holy Spirit factor.
但是在中间有一个很重要的因素，就是圣灵。
Maybe one out of 100 times.
也许有100次里头有一次。
Maybe 10 out of 100 times.
也许100次里面有10次。
Maybe 50 out of 100 times.
也许100次里面有50次。
Maybe 90 out of 100 times.
也许100次里头有90次。
Maybe 99 out of 100 times.
也许100次里面有99次。
It is the listener's heart who's struggling with the word of God, not with me.
而是听的人的心在那里跟神的话在那里挣扎，不是跟我在那里挣扎。
Because, dear brothers and sisters, I have been sitting in the pulpit too, listening to some messages.
因为弟兄姊妹们，我也曾经坐在底下，在那里听讲道。
I was about to criticize. Oh boy, that preacher really let me have it.
因为我常常有时候也在底下，在那心里在那里议论。
But then I realized he didn't even know me.
我在那议论说：“哎呀，这个讲台在那骂我。”可是后来我才发现，他根本不认识我。
I concluded with my understanding.
然后我就这样下这样子的结论。
With my reasoning.
照着我的理性，照着我的理由，这样来下了结论。
If somebody knew about my shortcomings and wanted to criticize me.
若是有人知道我的短处，而来这样子来骂责骂我的话。
Well, he didn't know it from a little bird.
那他不是从小鸟知道这些事情。
He heard it from the Holy Spirit.
他就是从神圣灵那里听到的。
He might not even know that what he said affected me.
也许他在台上讲的根本不知道他在那里已经说到了我。
But let me talk about John the Baptist.
但是我们现在再回头讲约翰。
When John the Baptist preached,
当约翰施洗约翰在那里讲道的时候，
and people followed,
而人们这样子跟随。
With the conviction, their hearts are ready for Jesus.
而为用他们的心里面就这样子的决定，他们这样子来跟从了耶稣。
Those who do not or reject John the Baptist,
当他们那些人来拒绝约翰施洗约翰的时候
，They couldn't see Jesus.
他们就没有办法见到耶稣。
These are the Pharisees to start with. They're criticizing Jesus, challenging him of all the authority.
因为这些人本来就是那些法利赛人，他们就在那里一直在那里要论断耶稣，在那里批评。
Because they have not followed John the Baptist into repentance.
因为从起先他们就不愿意跟随约翰施洗约翰的教训，在那里悔改。
Now I know there's a difference between John the Baptist, his baptism, and Jesus or the Christian baptism.
的确，约翰施洗约翰的洗礼跟耶稣的浸是有不同。
We read in the Book of Acts.
当我们这样子，我们如果翻开行传的话。
Please turn to me with John. I'm going to conclude this quickly because we have things to do.
Yeah.
And Book of Acts.
当我们看
19,
看啊，《使徒行传》第十九章的时候，《使徒行传》第十九章。
Acts chapter 19 verses from 1 to 7.
十九章从第一节到第七节。
I really don't have time to go into the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but I want to point it out to you.
这里我们实在是没有办法讲到圣灵的洗，但是我在这里没有时间讲到圣灵的洗，但是呢，我还是要指出来。
Verse 1 of chapter 19 said, And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came into Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, We have not so much as heard whether there will be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, Unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, Unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people, that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about 12.
第十九章行传十九章第一节开始，亚波罗在哥林多的时候，保罗经过了上边一带地方，就来到以弗所，在那里遇见几个门徒，问他们说：“你们信的时候受了圣灵没有？”他们回答说：“没有，也未曾听见过有圣灵赐下来。”保罗说：“你这样，你们受的是什么洗呢？”他们说：“是约翰的洗。”保罗说：“约翰所行的是悔改的洗，告诉百姓，当信那在他以后要来的就是耶稣。”他们听见这话，就奉主耶稣的名受洗。保罗按手在他们头上，圣灵便降在他们身上。他们就说方言，又说预言，一共约有十二个人。
Now you remember in the beginning, I said I wanted to preach on different kinds of baptism.
我想你们一定也记得我本来是要提到另外不同的另外一种不同种类的洗礼。
I was going to talk about John the Baptist, his baptism, the baptism of repentance.
我本来是要讲到约翰的洗礼，他是那个悔改的洗。
And I want to talk about the baptism of Jesus.
我又要说到耶稣的洗。
The Bible doesn't have a term, but we can call it the baptism of rebirth or born again.
或者我们可以说是重生的洗，或者是耶稣的洗。
And I can also talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
我们也可以说到又可以再讲到圣灵的洗。
But then I told you when I was looking into the word the baptism or the baptism of repentance.
但是当我再继续再读到这个悔改的洗这件事的时候
I thought it was too much to cover.
我就发现这一件事情本身就已经有太多太多的地方我们要讲到了
We spent about 40 minutes on that.
我们已经花了45分钟光讲这一种
But baptism of repentance is not enough.
但是光是悔改的洗不够
It's not complete.
也不是完也不够完全
The baptism or the repentance leads to Jesus.
而这个悔改呢是将我们带到耶稣面前
Let me put it this way.
让我这样说。
Last night I was privileged to share gospel with a few scholars from China.
昨天晚上我很荣幸能够有机会跟几位从大陆来的学者们在那里分享福音。
We were talking about sins and the need of repentance and confessing one's sin.
我们在那里说到了罪，说到了悔改的重要。
And they immediately told me, it is objectionable. We cannot accept the word sin.
他们马上就说这个罪这件事情是一个非常主观的事情我们不能够就这么样接受罪这个字儿。
No, not 主观。We reject that word.
我们根本拒绝罪这个字。
Because in China, if you confess you're a sinner, the following comes the punishment.
因为在大陆上若是你在那里要承认自己的罪的话下面就是要处罚。
We should by all means to fight the name that we are sinned. We have sinned.
所以我们要尽一样的尽全力来说我们没有罪。
We have tried all our ways, all the debates, we've been taught to debate to defend ourselves against our sin.
我们就在那学到我们要怎么样辩论在那说我们是没有罪的。
Whether we have sinned or not.
不管有没有罪。
If we have not sinned, people will put the name on us, we have to fight.
因为若是我们没有罪人家还会诬赖我们我们就非要这样子起来征战不可。
Now you see what a culture shock it is.
所以你想想看，来到这样一个文化上的差异是何等的大。
Men are not guilty until they're proven. This is here in the country.
在这里是在这说，若是你没有证明你是有罪的话呢，你还是无罪在这里。
There, you're supposed to be guilty until you prove your innocence.
因为在那边呢是你是有罪的，除非你能想办法能够证明你没有罪。
Therefore, they reject. They can't. They say, "Oh no, don't say sin. The word to us, we cannot do it."
所以他们说，千万不要跟我们提罪这件事情，因为我们是不承认的。
That means life and death.
因为那个简直就是就是生死有关。
That means persecution.
那就是表示你要受迫害。
I understand all that.
我了解这一点。
But then the difference is.
但是这个不同点在哪里呢
？We realize Jesus in His love.Has covered all our sins.
但是我们知道耶稣在他的爱里面他已经遮盖所有的罪。
the redemption is already done.
而这个偿还的罪这件事情是已经成就了。
Jesus already died on the cross for me.
而耶稣已经在十字架上死了。
His blood is enough to cleanse me of all the sin.
而他的血就足够来洗清我一切的罪。
My repentance will lead me to accept him.
我的悔改能够将我带到耶稣那里。
Suppose I say you go to the court.
也许我说就是你到了法庭里。
If you know that if you confess your sin, all your sins will be forgiven.
如果你知道你到了法庭，只要你把一切的罪都承认的话，你的罪就可以得到赦免。
Wouldn't you gladly do it?
你会不会很高高兴兴的一定去承认？
I mean, let me tell you, human court doesn't operate that way.
但是我告诉各位，这里的法庭不是这样的。
Human court operates lengthy and costly. A lot of money was spent.
这里的法庭在这里是又长又花时间又花钱。
Because even the judge cannot say, "I will pardon you." I cannot do. They cannot do that.
因为在那里的法官没有办法说我赦免你。
But there are some incidents that the president came out saying, "You are pardoned."
但是有些地方总统可以出来大赦免。
Let me tell you, if you are guaranteed to be pardoned, everybody saves money.
但是如果说是你有这个赦免是已经在那里一定有赦免的话呢，大家都很省钱了。
I repeat, the human court doesn't operate that way.
我再说一次，在人的这个法庭里面不是这样的。
Somehow people demand justice in that way.
于是人就是觉得要在那要公平。
God in His all righteousness and justice.
而神在他的完全的公义里面
，already have promised a pardon.
在他的公义里面，他已经这样子允许给我们这一个大赦。
He has set apart, shall I call, a fund to cover all the loss.
我可以这么说，他在这边已经有一个特别的这个账户已经存好放在那里，把所有的这个损失都可以来偿还。
He's be ready and willing to write off all the debt.
他在那里已经愿意偿还一切的罚款。
For he has already received in full payment from Jesus.
因为他神在父神在那里已经从耶稣基督里头已经拿到了全部的赎价。
Oh, dear brother and sister, how I wish that my bank account would fall into that category.
我真希望我们的这个账户里是这样的情形。
How I wish the church account would fall into that category.
我真希望的教会里的这个账户也是这样子的情形。
That everything is paid for, everything is done for.
每一样事情都已经有钱在那里，已经都一定预备好了。
This may not be possible here, but there's one account which has already been so.
这些事情是好像算是不可能，但是有一个账目是这样子的。
Jesus has paid it all.
因为耶稣已经全部付清。
But let me tell you, only the repentance can lead you to Jesus and His claim.
而只有在悔改里面，能够将你带到在耶稣基督前面的这个。
When you feel the pain of sin.
当你在里面感觉到罪的痛苦的时候。
When you realize you have shortchanged God.
当你发现你知道你在那里亏欠了神的时候。
When you have done something wrong against people.
当你知道你在那里对不起别人的时候。
And you want to pay back.
你想要偿还。
Then you come to Jesus gladly and appreciate him so much.
于是你就可以来到神的面前，耶稣面前。那时候你是真实在是有多高兴，能够有耶稣，你可以来到他面前。
Thank him for everything he has done.
你可以到他面前来谢谢他为你所做的一切。
Now this is what the baptism of John leads to.
这就是约翰的洗礼可以把我们带到的一个地步。
The baptism of John leads you to Jesus.
约翰的洗礼将我们带到耶稣那里。
Two steps.
两个步骤
，repentance，
悔改
，and come to Jesus，
跟来到耶稣面前。
John has pointed out he is the one you should believe. He is coming after me, and he's going to baptize you in the power of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣说
，make you live again.
耶稣说，这个人就是你们要跟随的。他在我以后也来，他就是那一位将要来拯救，从圣要、啊、将圣灵，在圣灵用圣灵施洗的。
Nowadays, the baptism has already constricted two step into one.
现在呢，这个洗礼已经把这两部分变成一个了。
You realize in the time of Acts, Peter also preached on repentance.
你知道在使徒行传时代，彼得也在那里传讲悔改的道。
When they repent, Peter immediately tell them believe in Jesus.
在那里，只要他们一悔改，彼得马上告诉他们，你们要信主耶稣。
Dear brother and sister, baptism is two steps: repentance and believing.
所以在这里受洗，在这里是两件事情，一个是悔改，一个是接受。
In John's time, they have to do it twice.
在约翰的那个时代，他们要做两次。
In Jesus' time, in the New Testament time.
在耶稣的时代，在这个新约，圣灵将耶稣在我们里面显明。
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。